With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation have requested a meeting with Veterans Administration Secretary Robert McDonald in the wake of the director of the Montana VA announcing his resignation, effective July 8th. John Janitti has been running Montana's VA health operations at Fort Harrison in Helena since June of 2014, initially as acting director, before being named permanent director in March of 2015. Democratic Senator John Tester says he spoke personally with VA Secretary McDonald about Janitti's resignation on Tuesday.
He assured me that he will work hard and fast to get us a director quickly, because quite frankly, this is really important for the veterans. It's really important for the Montana VA.
In a joint letter to VA Secretary McDonald yesterday, Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Ryan Zinke, both Republicans, said, quote, "The failure of the VA to prioritize the hiring of these leadership positions with honorable individuals reflects a systemic failure of the VA to prioritize the welfare of veterans as a whole," unquote. The Republicans and Senator Tester all noted that Janitti's departure will leave the top three positions at Montana's VA health system either vacant or filled by acting leaders, John Tester.
And that's kind of crazy, but it really does tell me that we have to give the flexibility of the VA to go out and actively recruit these folks and be competitive with the private sector.
Senator Tester has introduced a bill that he says would allow the VA to offer state directors more competitive salaries. Some critics of the VA have said that a major problem is that it's too hard for the agency to remove ineffective leaders and replace them with better ones. Senator Tester said Secretary McDonald has replaced a good portion of VA leadership since being appointed 2 years ago. I asked him to evaluate John Janitti's leadership in Montana.
Well, he hasn't been there all that long, quite frankly. I can't say whether Johnny did a great job or a bad job while he was there. I do know there's a couple investigations going on, but I'm told that his resignation had nothing to do with those investigations. But the bottom line is, with any part of government, we need to hold leaders accountable.
Senator Daines and Congressman Zinke's letter says they refuse to allow Montana to become another in a series of upsetting stories about the VA, and they urge the VA secretary to make replacing John Janitti a top priority. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.